T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A guy that I think is, and I mentioned it yesterday to the X-Tech guys, and they said they were going to bring him by because they were working with him. The guys, you know, the X-Tech guys with their shoulder pads, and they said, you always say nice things about Whitney Mercilus, and I said, the reason why is because the guy's an unbelievable player. I said, you know what, he's underrated. Every time they talk about Watt and Clowney, the guy you got to watch is Mercilus. I mean, when they play well, he's in the middle of it, and he joins us now, so welcome. How you doing?
I appreciate it.
And you are. I mean, unbelievable. You have you are a guy who I think of the trio just doesn't get as much attention around the country, but who does a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah, no
doubt. A lot of damage. And I don't know if that bothers you at all, but, I mean, it does happen.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I'm okay with that. You know, the thing is, hey, you – and I get respect around the league.
Absolutely. Which, hey, listen, nuts. I think you might be the most underrated player in the league. Man. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Man, it means a lot.
It's true. Yeah. You're a tremendous player. Now, it's funny. You guys caused all kinds of trouble on Brady a couple years ago when Watt wasn't there. You and Clowney drove Brady crazy.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
If you don't drop the ball, you win the game.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so, I mean, you know, you're talking about getting pressure this week. Let me start there. Since you and Clowney got pressure and you didn't even have Watt there and you win the game, if your receivers hold on to the ball, what's the key for them with Donald, with speed guys on the edges who can come swing inside, and obviously with Sue, is it going to be Sue and Donald inside, or is it going to be the speed guys on the outside coming inside who are going to cause the trouble?
Man, honestly, I think what they're going to do is mix it up. Because I've seen them move around Sue, move around in Donald. All around, run different stunts because they have to. You can't just let them sit
when
there.
When you and Clowney caused trouble, you were all over the place.
Exactly.
You lined up everywhere.
Yeah.
And they had trouble getting you, and you got some edges on them. So you lined up everywhere. I think you moved all over the whole game.
Oh, no. Three technique, no.
Absolutely.
All
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And you got to take
away
those.
Is there one spot that was better for you than the others to get there?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. I just knew, hey, go see ball, go get ball. That's it.
What is the key, since nobody does it, what is the key to getting pressure on them?
Man, I would say you got to, first of all, take away the run game.
Right.
Also, take away the low shadow threats that like Julian Edelman, all those guys, and
don't
the deep
give him
shots.
Don't give him room to dump the ball.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So if he doesn't see that, now he's got to drop back and look.
Yep.
Now
and
you got
to jack that ball off and just like hold it, and your rush is going to get there. And you got to get pressure up the middle. If you get to do that, you keep them back there so your edge guys, your two speed guys, can get there.
So you're a guy who has power and speed. You have both. So you can go get your guy either way. Did you get him more with speed technique that day or power technique when you put the pressure
speed,
on?
Speed, finesse, I would say.
Okay.
But trying to put guys on skates and, you know, spin moves, all that.
Why were the Colts this year so successful against you when you had all three guys? Why did they have such a dominant game that day against you guys?
Man, you know, the thing is, looking back at it, as soon as Luck felt any kind of pressure, rolled out the back of the pocket, looked downfield, and just shot a shot downfield. And, you know, it's so hard this league for our DBs to cover already with the rules. So, of course, the guys...
And you had some trouble in the secondary this year. So you had some weakness there. So that's true. So, but that was the key, was he just snuck out the back door and then made the throw.
Oh, no doubt. And, then, you know, their offensive line as well, too.
Well, Nelson played really well against you guys.
Yes.
And then he played against Jones, and Jones pushed him all over the place in the Kansas City game.
Exactly.
He pushed him back into Luck about 10 times.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, coming into that playoff game, they said, we've got to protect Luck no matter what. And they've been doing a great job of it towards the end of the season, and they ended up playing against us. And also, to Luck's testament too, rolling out the side, as soon as he saw pressure inside or whatever other color, he was gone.
We're talking with Whitney Mercilus, who does a great job on that Houston line. Like I said, might be the most underrated defensive guy along the defensive front in the league. Do you think, from looking at the Rams and the way they play and looking at their personnel, do you think they can get some pressure on Brady?
I think so. Definitely. I think their DB personnel is pretty well back there. Guys who can cover all day. Also, up front, their linebackers, speed, side to side. Up front, They are tenacious. Like, they are determined.
And they got a better lineup inside guy than even you guys have with Aaron Donald, because that's what he does.
Oh, no doubt. 20 and a half sacks.
Yeah, and playing inside.
Exactly.
Like that. I mean, he is the classic guy there.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. You know, with Clowney and Watt and you, you're the one who moves around the most, but the bottom line is we know what he's going to be.
Yeah.
So, and you know they're going to double him, right?
No, no doubt.
Give Sue a chance to make some plays, though.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. You got to take it once Donald gets doubled, which they're going to look for ways to get him free and all that, calls and packages. But other guys, now they got the one-on-ones that they have to win.
Whole different Tom Brady when he's getting some pressure.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Every quarterback. Yeah. You know, any quarterback who ever lived, if you can put some pressure on him, it changes everything.
Exactly. If you get him to, you know, make mistakes, force mistakes, because when we had the divisional playoffs, that's what we did. Got pressure on him, and he made the mistakes.
You are a high-energy guy, man. You play this game with a tremendous amount of energy.
I appreciate that.
First of all, you're a guy there. Romeo Crennel's my old buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Romeo and I are good friends back to the Giant days. He and I used to go to racetrack together.
He's
an old Kentucky guy. Loves the racetrack.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell Rack about this,
you told
this,
Rack that Mike said that he ever about going to the racetrack.
Yeah.
I took Rack and his wife to the racetrack. They were in photos with me when my horses won. Rack loved the horses.
Are you
loved,
serious?
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't even know that about Rack.
Oh, loved him.
Come
Kentucky
on,
guy. Loves the horses.
Man.
You ask Rack about that. Absolutely.
Oh, so, no,
you
know, I got to tell him.
I mean, he goes back to coaching some, obviously, with the Giants, coaching LT and coaching some great guys,
man,
on those fronts and everything.
You know, the thing is, like, sitting in the meetings and, like, you know, when he gives his, like, life perspective,
oh,
as far
it.
As, man.
He was in the 80s with, you know, when they had LT and Banks and Harry Carson and all those guys.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he sees some of the similar things, but, man, you know, it was a different breed back in those days as well, too.
Absolutely. You know, and some of those Patriot early teams they had with Willie McGinnis, you know, and Bruschi and all those guys.
Oh, I love that team.
Ty Law,
team.
You know.
Ty Law was sick.
Ty Law won Super Bowls for them. He really did. He was great in the secondary.
Yeah, man, Vrabel on there too.
You guys have been so close.
Yeah.
So close. You know that? It's you guys have surprised me sometimes in the playoffs where I say, this team's good. They're ready.
Yep.
And then something misses that day for you guys.
Man, the thing is, I can't tell you exactly what it is because, you know, we do the preparation that week. I don't know whether it's, you know, lights come on, maybe freeze up or whatnot.
Right.
But, you know, this game against the Colts, we weren't ourselves in the first half.
No.
A lot of times in the second half, we turned it on.
You must have been sick watching the Colts play the Chiefs because they played terrible.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean,
they're
playing great against you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Played great.
Might have been too cold.
Played great against Tennessee.
Yeah.
Played great against you guys. And then they laid a complete egg against Kansas City.
Yeah, exactly. I was sitting there. I was like, man, they're probably a little bit too cold right now.
You know, you guys had a heck of a year, though, because after going 0-3, you ran off like 11 out of 12, right?
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know?
So you never been done in the history of the NFL.
Yeah,
whatnot.
You played great.
Yeah. Hey, look, because the thing is, when we went 0-3, we shot ourselves in the foot. Once we saw that, we said, let's turn the rest around and be more consistent. And that's exactly what we did.
Does it bug you? I don't know if it bugs you, because obviously, you know, everybody wants to get paid. You know Watt's going to get a lot of attention. Clowney's always got a lot of attention. You're the third guy there. And a lot of days, you're the best guy out of three. I mean, so I'm being honest. And you hear it all over the league. Hey, you got Block Merciless. He's the one who causes the trouble.
Hey.
Does it bother you when they all get all that attention? Does it ever bother you?
No, not at all. Honestly, for me, it's so great when I go to other teams. Well, we play against other teams, and they come up to me, and they're like, man, bro, like, you are amazing on the field. I respect what you do, and I respect your grind. You don't get enough attention.
You don't.
Yeah.
And you talk to coach all the time, they'll say, hey, Merciless. I mean, that's you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
They got blocked that guy. I mean, after the packet pass, like, man, that Merciless killed us. He killed us the whole day. And that's what they said. They said he killed us the whole day. We couldn't block him.
Man, and like hearing that, I'm like, man, I'm glad the work that I put in is being noticed.
Do you know early in the game if you've got an offensive line where you got him on the run? Can you tell right away if you got him on the run?
Oh, no doubt.
You know right away.
As soon
right?
as you make that first contact, you're like, man.
It's not. Are you expect any adjustment, or if it's going to stay that way all day?
Man, there can be adjustment if they make it, but sometimes it's just all day we're gonna go eat.
What do you think this week?
This week, you know, I don't do predictions, but
what's your gut say?
My gut says, man, it's gonna come down to a close game.
Yeah.
I think so, because just how the two dynamics, you know, you got the Patriots who's been here forever. I mean, they know this the game inside and out when they get to the Super Bowl. Then you got the Rams, which are playing phenomenal. You know, the defense is amazing, special teams is amazing, and offense, and Jared Goff as well, too. And the coach loves it. And you
young
see the discipline.
Guy too, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be a clash. It's going to be a test of wills, I think so. And it's going to come down, I think it's going to come down to who has the best defense. As far as that goes, also special teams. That's never
Rams
talked
got
about.
Good kickers.
Yeah,
he's a good punter too.
Exactly.
X-Tech, you wear these guys yet?
Man, I switched out my pads last year.
You
matter
did.
Of fact, man, I'll tell you. Look, how I got connected with X-Tech. Got introduced by. It was in New York.
Right.
My insurance guy, Bobby Hotelling.
Right.
Shout out Bobby. Through Bob and Bob Broderick,
right,
and Jack Mara.
Yep.
And you know, they put me on to this whole experience. They showed me where they put a pad between their hand and then just slam a helmet down, and their hand was just perfect. I was like, man, if I'm getting hit like that,
yep,
I want to compare these pads. And sure enough, like, not only myself, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, Odell Beckham Jr., Eli Manning, you know, they all wear these pads as well, too, and they love it.
Hey, if they're custom fit, they're going to wear it. It's like wearing a suit. It's
exactly.
going to fit better, right?
Exactly. Man, you know, anybody can, like, get these from xtechpads.com and also follow them on Instagram and check them out and reach out to them and get you a set of these pads, especially if you've been, like, colleges.
And
love
high
them.
School kids,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. So I was like, where have you been my entire life, my entire career?
Well, listen, thanks very much for coming on. Congratulations, really. I mean, I'm serious. You might be the most underrated defensive player in the league, so keep up the good work.
I appreciate
that. Job. Thank you.
Thanks
for coming on. Whitley Merciless, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.